Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Tom Anastasi. Tom is a professor at Daniel Webster College. He's the author of The Successful Entrepreneur, American Dream Done Right. He's also the author of the highly successful Personality Negotiating book. And he's our good friend, Tom. Thanks again for staying with us. You've come up with a list of five negotiating personalities that we've been talking about. Win-lose is one. Lose-win is another one. And then you got this one you call the avoid. Tell us about that.
Yeah, people just, hopefully the conflict will just go away on its own. And, you know, and sometimes that happens. You know, let's think of that. You know, there's a conflict going on. And maybe it does go away in its own. People just forget about it, and, you know, that's nice. But the problem is lots of times conflicts don't go away in their own.
Right. How does that apply to a negotiation, though?
So what you have to do is, if they're avoiding, you've got to bring up that subject. You know, there's an old expression, sometimes there's an elephant in the room and nobody wants to talk about
it. So if I'm negotiating to buy your business, And we all know that I'm not going to buy it until I see the financials.
Right.
And you don't really want me to see the financials. Mm-hmm. Maybe ever. You're hoping I'll fall in love with the business, or you'll have a heart attack and die or something before you have to show me and so you put it off as long as you can.
Right. And so if you're dealing with an avoider, you sit there and say, okay, here's the deal. I am not buying your business unless I see the financials. So if you're not going to show the financials,
by the end of the week,
move on. Yeah, and that's it. And then, but now you're talking about the elephant in the room that
right.
Nobody wants to mention.
Yeah, yeah.
But sometimes avoiding can be a good idea, especially with, you know, people who are hotheads. You know, that they
right.
sit there rather getting into something. You figure, okay, that's just something they're saying, and by tomorrow they're not going to deal with it. So I'll just ignore it, and if it turns up, yeah.
Or maybe you want to push their buttons a little bit. See how they respond.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to tell you that when you're negotiating that people don't play some games.
Oh my gosh. There's a whole... next time I come by, we'll talk about some tactics.
Yeah.
Which are absolutely fascinating.
Right.
Oh, yeah. They're great.
So, all right. Compromise. This is the person who... is a compromiser... Should we leave that person at home when we're negotiating?
Well, you know, sometimes, you know, we say half the pie is better than none. So sometimes you can't get everything you want. Sometimes you only get some of what you want. But you know what? That's okay. Most of the time, you can get more than a compromise because sometimes compromise is the easy way out. But this is reality. Reality is sometimes, you know what? I can't get everything, but I can get what I need.
But compromise is fine, but you just have to make sure... I mean, if you go into negotiation, planning to compromise, then you're probably going to be at a disadvantage. I mean, you can go in knowing that maybe ultimately you're going to have to compromise on something, but if you go in with a compromising attitude, I mean, you don't want to go in with a win-lose either, but there's got to be somewhere in between there, right?
There is. You know,
is it compromise? Is the compromise a little too passive?
Yeah, I would say about maybe 25% of negotiators go in with the expectation to compromise, and it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, because if you're expecting to give things, then you're going to, and lots of times you're going to be giving more than you have to. Because, you know, what you can do is you can take that compromise and make it what we call collaborative. So a collaborative means everything that's important to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what you can do if you have a compromiser, you can do a tentative deal. Okay, all right. So, Jim, you and I agree to the basics, but you know what? We have that agreement, so that's in the back pocket.
Right.
So now let's see if we can make it better somehow. I mean, And lots of times, most of the time, you can make a deal better after you come to a tentative agreement.
Right, right. And so and the last one is collaborative.
Yeah, so there, everybody gets what's important to them. And, you know, it takes a little bit of time because you have to figure out what are your real interests involved.
Right.
And you also have to be dealing with somebody who also wants to have a collaborative relationship. But that's where you use creativity.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you use problem solving. You know, for instance,
And some of these things now, Tom, you may wind up playing all five of these roles in any given negotiations, right?
You will.
Because you're going to need to be the yin to the other person's yang on this, right? If they're a win-lose kind of person, then you might have to be win-lose for a little while.
That's right. That's right, because that otherwise they're not going to have respect for you.
Right, yeah. So, I mean, it's very interesting. I love negotiating. And you got to, and here's another thing. You got to have you have to be a little bit aggressive sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And I say aggressive, I don't mean, you know, up on your hind legs aggressive. I just mean you have to stand up for yourself sometimes. And here's the main thing I'm going to say about negotiating, Tom, quickly, and I'll let you respond at the end. You're never going to get your best deal till you're prepared to walk away from what's in front of you. What do you think?
Sometimes the best deals you make are the ones that never happen.
Yeah, yeah. Or you don't know what the other side will do till you're prepared to walk away.
Oh, you need to sit there.
Yeah.
And the best time to think about what that is, we call that your drop dead point.
Right.
Or your,
right.
Is before it happens.
Before it happens.
There goes there.
Yeah.
Hey, Tom, many times you're walking away, they're going to sit there and say, hey.
Got to wrap it up. Thanks
you
for being
it.
Here. Time out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.